back to the Bill Shank Show on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO, thesuperstations.com.
The hottest seat for Sunday right here at Glory Days, only $30 per person. Seating starts at 5 p.m. in the Super Bowl, not too far away. Unlimited food from the game day menu reserved today here at Glory Days. All right, let's talk a little basketball. Not much because it's not always very good. Usually it's not. Hawks were good last night, however. They did win over Minnesota, 134-122. They had a great third quarter, outscoring the Timberwolves 45-20. Anthony Edwards, by the way, got thrown out of that game, which is kind of funny. Hawks have been down 73-61 at halftime, but Trae Young went nuts. Didn't score until late and scored 37 points and 14 rebounds. DeAndre Hunter, as we talked about yesterday, is someone that could really make a difference to this team. I think he has so far. He had 22 points last night, 5 rebounds. John Collins, 17 points, 12 rebounds. Onyeka Okongwu, who's a star. I'm kind of getting a little man crush on Onyeka, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. Like, he's starting to remind me of, you know, we always talked about that enforcer, that stopper. I think we found one.
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of making me wonder if Clint Capella is going to be the one that could be departing, if not before the trade deadline, maybe after this season. I mean, you can always get a backup big man. This kid needs more minutes, Russ.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Well, when Capella does come back, that's what I want to see is what kind of minutes is a Congo getting. Mm-hmm. I mean, last night – great defenders do this. He got under Karl Anthony Towns' skin.
He did.
He really frustrated him. I think he got a technical.
Just like he did with Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what good defenders do. They get, think about Draymond Green.
He
gets under people's
Absolutely.
Skin.
Absolutely. It was fun to watch. No, he's good. He had 17 points, 8 rebounds. He does that, Clint Capella will be trade bait. Really, I think so. And I like Clint Capella a lot, but I mean, he's active. He is relentless. He never gives up on a play. He's fun to watch. He really is. Danilo Gallinari, or as they call him in Atlanta, trade bait, had 15 points last night. Kevin Huerter had 12. The Hawks have now won 2 in a row after losing 5 straight. We'll host Miami tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll have that game for you here on the Superstations. And then they host, or rather play in Charlotte on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Georgia lost last night big to Auburn. And they lost by 23, and I think it was 22. Auburn was favored by 22, I believe. Georgia's now 5-13, 0-5 in the conference. They were down by 25 at halftime. They've lost 7 in a row. They'll play at South Carolina on Saturday at 3:30 and then host Alabama next Tuesday night. Tom Crean is now 46-62. He's in his fourth season at University of Georgia. They were 14-12 last season. They're dead last in the SEC with an 0-5 record. Look, I like Tom Crean mainly because he likes me, but I don't think he's a bad coach. I don't know why this hasn't worked. It's not a good fit, whatever. It's not worked, and he's going to be fired at the end of the year. I really believe that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's a good coach, and I think it shows last night, and that team never quit. They played hard throughout.
Played a good second half.
But his teams are too small. That's the conclusion I've come to. Whatever recruiting strategy or philosophy or whatever he has, they're not big enough. They're just not. They get out rebounded. They're scrappy. They hustle.
Yeah.
But they're just not big enough.
Funny thing is, the first year he had Nick Claxton, I believe, and then Claxton in the NBA, and everybody thought Claxton was crazy, and Claxton's turned into a pretty good NBA player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But that was probably his biggest player, even statistically, that he's had on the roster, and he was only there his first year, I believe.
Well, and I just wonder, the reputation coming in was that he's hard to play for. And I've heard games where they played hard down the stretch, and then he comes in and questions their effort and their hustle. Mm. And my question is his metric for hustle like rebounding, and the fact that his team is just physically outmatched is why they're having trouble rebounding. It's not because they're not hustling.
Well, that's his fault recruiting.
Then, right. Well, players. I mean, I just couldn't imagine that, like, hearing your coach question your effort if you're putting forth effort. Like, it's like, well, I mean, it'd be like, Russ, why can't you get a rebound over Shaq? Well, I mean, I'm trying, you know.
And in today's world, that'll make you want to leave.
Yeah, well, there's that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and isn't it a shame? I don't want to get too far off on this. I was talking about this with someone at lunch, as a matter of fact. These players, and you're talking about, you know, that situation there, and then, like, with wondering about Jermaine Burton. Are coaches going to be less likely to be hard on players because of the fear they're going to transfer, regardless of what sport?
I don't know.
I mean, I hope
not. I guess it depends on how bad they want them around. I don't know.
The wussification of America has taken over anyway, but my God.
Yeah, but I don't think this is wussification. I think that the days of just you respect me because I told you to, you got to be a little bit better than that. You know, but at the same time, you can't just, you know, put your name in the portal at the first sign of adversity either. There's a happy medium somewhere.
But how many are doing that?
Not everybody that's in the portals like that, but there's definitely people in the portal. There's no doubt.
I know we have the financial motivation to wonder about what element is there of that. But if, you know, before, if a player was in a situation where he was miserable and getting yelled at by his coach and he didn't like it, he was kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Not anymore. He can leave.
Yeah.
And so is that going to change the way I hope not. I hope coaches are still who they are, which I think they will be. Because if you got a player like that who you get on or yell at or whatever and he can't take it, you probably won't even go on anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I think really good players want to be coached like that.
You would think.
So, it may not be a bad thing. It may help you weed out guys that don't want to be there a little bit faster.
Yeah, that's true. It's an interesting dynamic it's changed, isn't it?
It's a new world, man. There's no doubt. When it comes to college athletics, we are in a new world.
I mean, I know there are some coaches, I think, like Nick Saban and like Kirby Smart, that if they were worried that a player was going to be crying to mama because they got yelled at, they'd say, well, hell, go home.
Right. Well, I mean, if you – like, if Nick Saban says you need to do this way because that's what's going to have you, that's what's going to help you have success and go to the NFL, and by you being good enough to go to the NFL, my team has success, I think you're going to listen to him.
You'd
right?
Hope.
I mean, he knows what he's talking about.
You'd hope. I'm a little worried about the youth of today, though, you know.
You shouldn't be.
Well, I am. Not all of them. I mean, not like your son and people I know are well-mannered and know how to act and know how to respect people, but know how to take criticism, know how to take the adult supervision that includes. By the way, Austin Riley just hit a home run.
They're dancing in the chop house.
Oh, no, that's Jock, I'm sure.
Oh, that
I'm
was
sorry,
Jock.
That's Jock.
I didn't see the pearls
that's
at
Jock.
First.
Yeah, really. But I don't know. It's just crazy to think about sometime. All right, anyway, I hate it for Tom Crean. I hate it. It hasn't worked out, but it just for some reason hasn't. Georgia Tech lost to Wake Forest at home 80-64. Well, Georgia Tech's now 7-10, 1-6 in the conference. They're last in the conference. They lost 9 of their last 11, 2 in a row. They'll host Clayton State on Sunday at 5.
Don't lose that one.
No, that wouldn't be too good before hosting FSU next Wednesday night.
I think last night was the moment where any hopes of any miraculous whatever went right out the window.
Well,
they now have the worst football program / basketball program combination in the ACC.
Oh, man. That's a bad thing. I mean, really, when you think about it like that, that's not good for Tech fans to have to live through that, because it may be easy for some to say – and look, I think some Tech fans do think that because their success in basketball, they love basketball, and they're still a basketball school. And if you're going to make that argument in response to what's happening with the football program now, which I think is a very thin thing to say, then you look at your basketball program, what the hell are you going to say now?
They're in 15th place out of 15 teams.
That's
were in 13th in football. Duke was the only team that was worse. We know Duke's not bad at basketball.
Nope.
I mean, it doesn't take a lot of research to say that that's the worst combination in the ACC.
And Todd Stansbury is look, he's going to be under the gun. I mean, if you don't want to talk about the coaches, if you don't want to talk about the two of them, you're going to have to talk about him. And that's just the way it is. If you got a combination of your two money-making sports programs in that shape, that's not good. And, you know, after a while, people don't want to hear excuses. They don't care about anything Pastor has to say or what – Waffle House has to say. They just want to see improvement. And when you're going backwards, not football programs, just, well, I guess they are going backwards from what they were when he took over. That's for damn sure. But Pastor, they're going backwards from last year.
Yeah.
They weren't this bad last year. My God.
No, in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, holy
last year.
Crap.
But, yeah, he's got a little bit of a shelf life because of that. But there's experience on this team. So,
that's not good. That's even
next
worse.
Year, it's like next year is the year. Okay, was it a bad year? Or you headed in the wrong direction.
Mm. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I mean that's what pressure he's putting on himself by having this season. We'll take a break, come back. We're at Glory Days here on Arkwright Road in Macon, Georgia. We're back with more sports talk on this Thursday afternoon right after this.
Hawks basketball on 93.1 and 98.3 FM, the Superstations.